By the time Billy stepped out of the pickup, I had already done date and mark on all four tires. I could tell that he was impressed. He walked over to Slim, who was still sitting in the shade with a handful of grease and trailer bearings.
What have y'all been feeding that dog? In this heat, I can hardly get mine to scratch flea. Old Hank's running around like a pup in January.
Slim shrugged. Beats me. A little while ago, the crazy outfit chased the cat up this tree and fell on top of me. I like to have had a stroke. What's up?
Oh, I need to borrow you some 6011 welding rod. You got any?
Well, let's go see. Boy, it's hot. Makes a guy wish he could rent a big watermelon and move into it for the rest of the summer.
They shuffled into the machine shed. It was then that I turned my attention to the back of the pickup and saw Mercy. There she was.
The girl of my dreams, just as I had seen her so many times in my slumbering sleepiness. The dewberry eyes, the long collie nose, the flaxen hair, the perfect collie ears. Holy smokes! My heart stopped beating, and I forgot to breathe. It was the lovely Miss Beulah.
After almost dying of joy and excitement, I snatched myself back from the brink of the edge and regained my composure. I wiggled my eyebrows 3 times and gave her my most suave, my most charming smile.
Well, my goodness, hath the sun risen before us in the middle of the day, or is this Miss Beulah the collie?
I shall never forget her words. She said,
"Hello, Hank."
Beautiful. Pure poetry. I could sense that she was still madly in love with me and that our romance would begin just where it had left off, just as though we had spent every minute.
Bird dog? There seemed to be a bird dog sitting on the opposite side of the pickup. He was giving me a lopsided grin.
"Hi, Hank. By golly, it's great to see you again. How about this weather? You ever see such heat? I haven't worked out all week."
That was Plato, of course. Plato, the sticktail spotted bird dog. He spent his time pointing tennis shoes and retrieving sticks and thinking about birds. And what really ripped me was that Beulah seemed to like him. I gave him a nod.
"Yes, the heat has been terrible."
I knocked off 3 back flips in a row, did a forward flip with a half twist, and landed on my feet.
"I've had to cut back on my work schedule."
You should have seen his eyes. They almost bugged out of his head.
"Good gravy, Hank. That's very impressive, very impressive. Beulah, did you see that?"
She did. I knew she did because I could see and almost feel her adoring gaze on me. So, just for the heck of it, I knocked off 3 forwards, 2 backwards, landed on my front legs, did 5 push-ups, and ended with 5 carbuncles. Cartwheels. Plato almost fell out of the pickup. He couldn't believe his eyes.
"Wow! By golly, Hank, I'm really impressed. No kidding. I mean, in this heat, the rest of us just drag around and try to survive, but you, did you see that honey bun?"
"Quit calling her honey bun."
I froze and cocked my ear. Was I hearing voices? Unless I was badly mistaken, I had just heard someone say, "Quit calling her honey bun." I shot a glance at Plato. His expression had changed. His eyes showed fear. I shifted my gaze towards Beulah. She was looking away as though, very strange. Plato cut his eyes from side to side and motioned for me to come over. When I did, he glanced over his shoulder and dropped his voice. "Hank, there's something I must tell you. Remember Rufus, Billy's Doberman pincer? He's sitting over there on the spare tire."
Oh, so that was his voice I heard?
"Right, yes, exactly.
He forced me and Beulah to sit in opposite corners. He doesn't want us to be friendly, if you know what I mean, because he thinks Beulah likes him.
Does he? I turned to Beulah.
I can't stand him. He's an ugly toad, and he's a bully and a brute, and he's so mean to poor Plato. Oh, I hate him.
I'll be darned. Well, maybe I need to have a talk with old Rufy.
Plato's eyes grew wide, and he shook his head. No, don't get involved, Hank. I know you mean well, but this is just something we'll have to live with. We can stand it another day, can't we, honey? I mean, Beulah.
Stay on your side, bird brain, and quit talking to my sweetie pie.
It was the voice again. Okay, Rufus, sorry. It won't happen again. Plato turned back to me. You see what I mean? He's the meanest, most overbearing dog I've ever known. And I'll be honest, Hank, he scares me.
I wonder what he'd do if I yelled, Honey Bun.
Plato flinched at the words. Oh, I wouldn't do that, Hank. Really, no kidding. To you, it might be a joke, but Rufus has no sense of humor at all. And let me remind you, Hank, this guy has hurt a lot of dogs. He's vicious.
Oh, Swan. I threw back my head and called, Honey Bun, here, Honey Bun. Oh, Honey Bun, here, honey, there, a bun, everywhere, a Honey Bun.
Plato gasped.
Oh, Hank, no, please! Honey Bun, Honey Bun, Honey Bun!
Plato's eyes rolled back in his head. Beulah's eyelids sank. The pickup lurched and bounced, and Rufus's ugly head appeared over the tailgate.
I gave him a lazy grin.
Hi. How y'all today? He spoke in a deep, booming voice.
Who said Honey Bun?
Well, let's see. It wasn't Plato. It wasn't Beulah. So perhaps 'twas I.
Who are you?
Fine, thanks. How about yourself?
He roasted me with his eyes.
I said, who are you, smart guy? I don't care how you are.
Oh, sorry. Hank the cow dog. You're on my ranch.
Oh, yeah. I whipped you once on your ranch. It was fun, but it didn't last long.
He aimed a paw at me.
Don't say those words again. I don't like them.
You mean Honey Bun?
That's right. I hate them.
Honey Bun.
There was a long moment of silence. Then...
Are you trying to be funny? Are you just stupid?
Now, every time I see Beulah's lovely face, I think of Honey Buns. Odd, isn't it?
I ought to knock your block off. Don't ever say Honey Bun to my Honey Bun.
Oh, she's yours, huh?
Right.
He turned to Beulah.
Aren't you Honey Bun?
She turned away and didn't answer.
She's crazy about me. And even if she ain't, that's too bad. She's mine. So butt out before you get hurt. You got that?
Nope.
His eyes widened.
What?
Rufus, there's something we need to discuss. I don't like you.
A grin spread over his mouth.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it's not just because you have the ugliest face I've ever seen.
His smile began to wilt.
You can't help it that you're ugly and stupid. What I don't like is that you're rude.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. And you're being rude to a lady friend of mine on my ranch. That's not very nice.
Big deal.
If you'll apologize to Beulah and promise to be a good little doggy for the rest of your life, I'll forget the whole thing.
You must be crazy.
If you aren't dog enough to apologize to the lady, I'll be forced to trash you right here in front of everyone. It's up to you.
Beulah stared at me with terror-stricken eyes. Plato was shaking his head and wheezing and trying to motion me to be quiet. Rufus leaned over the tailgate and narrowed his ugly, bloodshot eyes.
"Say, bub, I beat up cow dogs just for exercise, and then I move on to the tough guys. Be kind to yourself and get lost."
"Honey bun." There was a long, throbbing moment of silence as we glared into each other's eyes. Plato couldn't stand it any longer.
"Settle down, Rufus. Easy now. Hank has a great sense of humor, but sometimes..."
"Shut up. Get back in your corner."
"Right, okay, but let me emphasize..."
"Shut up!"
Plato did as he was told. Rufus's terrible eyes swung back to me.
"Where would you like to take your whipping? Up here in the pickup, or down on the ground?"
"Tell you what, Ruf. Let me get a drink of water and I'll think about it. Don't go away."
As I turned to leave, I heard him laugh.
"Wave goodbye to your hero. He won't be back."
I trotted down to the yard gate. Little did old Rufus know that I had a secret weapon. A couple of slurps of root stimulator and... the bucket was gone.